Mr. Dobson, Reel 4. We were just talking about a typical day in this first unit that you joined, your first 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And this was a general training unit. What was the normal morning events?
Well, most mornings early, I think we started at like PT, then back, and then you might go around the chicken, and then the inch, and then square, on the square, marching. Or, you know, religious things, and you might be sitting over there, you might be sitting there, and then you march.
Right, religious. What did the religious? What did that?
Well, I think it's Friday, maybe Christmas. We keep it on a straight line.
Were you a religious man yourself?
Not really. Just when I was like, in the boys with you, they were letting the church pray.
Who would take that then?
I had a vicar for the campsite.
Was he a soldier? Or?
Yeah, he was in the soldiers.
An officer?
Yeah, he was an officer.
Can you remember him?
Not really, no, not really.
And what sort of things did you do?
Oh, I was just talking about religion as well, not quite snappy, you know, really sad, no?
Were there many religious people in the unit?
Not that I remember. Like religion, not really.
What did they think of it then, having to do religious education, that sort of
thing? Oh, really bad.
And when so your midday break, what did that consist of? What?
Well, you get a nappy break. I used to drink a lot of milk then, and I made a cake. That was all. For a great time, you know, before dinner. Some lads used to drink pop, some tea, but I think most of the guys had paid them.
And what was the dinner? What did that consist of normally?
Oh, well, just, potatoes and all that, sometimes soup. I see it got better from the first meal than the first one I did there, the onions.
Yes, you mentioned that first meal with the onions.
I think that, you know, you used to eat them because you were hungry.
Was there much of a choice then?
No, you got what they dished out.
It was just put down in front of you?
Yeah, it was.
Was it the same sort of thing as breakfast, the same canteen?
Yeah, same place, exactly the same place.
And you queued up and...
Queued up in the kitchen rooms.
Yeah.
That was it.
And you had your own cooking eating utensils?
Oh, yes. By the place, like you said. We had your knives and forks and pot.
Yeah. Did the whole camp eat together?
Well, no, it was coming in the New Year's. And I was leaving about 12 o'clock, so maybe half past 12, maybe 3 and 1 o'clock, something like that.
And how long was the dinner break?
I think it would be about an hour. It's been about an hour, that was all. No.
Would that be regarded as the main meal of the day?
No, I don't remember. You may name like what we call our tea time. That was the main meal, I think. That was the main meal.
What about afternoon? Was there a typical afternoon?
Same, if you're in the room.
Same as the morning?
Yeah, just the same. Just routine.
How did you pull your boots?
Blackman. Bailing the Blackman on, you know. And you run it with a spoon to get it to your end. You know, it's sitting and you just around it while it's sitting on your boots.
Did you heat the spoon up?
Yeah, you used to heat it up. And they bring it in the Blackman. What it was like then. The spit and polish. That was what we had to do to go and do like that. Some looked and did just like that. And some, I think, not quite as good as Sonya and which one was more good at it. So maybe we just think they're being born to it.
Did they ever do the boots of other people for money? Was there a break in the afternoon? Shorter than the morning break.
Yeah, yes. I think it was always shorter, like, yes.
Can you remember how long?
About half an hour, sometimes 10 minutes, I would see him, and I just a break.
And you would do the same sort of thing, nothing.
Yeah, sometimes you did.
But when did your day end?
Well, yeah, I would say about maybe about 4 hours, 4 or something like that, 5 o'clock.
And what would you do then?
Well, that's when you get your evening meal.
Straight into evening meal?
Yeah, back to your bullets.
Can you remember what the evening meal was, like, generally?
Well, it could be titties in there again, boiled titties, fried stuff, eggs in it, normally.
Followed the same pattern as the other men.
Just sweet.
And did you enjoy the meals generally?
Well, I think I did because
you got used to them. And what about a typical evening? What was there to do?
Well, if I got my kit, my dinner, first 4 or 8 o'clock to get out. That was the first time I'd seen the television there. Down there. It was in like a blacked out place. Every time you went in, the only thing around was the service. Really, it was just coming out of the telly, And it was really hours of service, so we were asking everybody. Then we said, that's the little smoker. With the snooker plates, I like table tennis, I used to play table tennis. And if you had enough money, a pint, then you're lucky. But after the fortnight, obviously, you get out. Sometimes, if you're out, it's not Aldershot or somewhere like that.
How far were you from Aldershot? You did mention before going out to Aldershot, didn't you?
No, if you're right, but we're not that far. Sometimes, it would be a 3-10.
Borden, that's right. You did. Yes, I think you mentioned Bentley. Were there any other duties? And I'm thinking particularly about things like guard duty.
Well, not really. We didn't have the train company. We didn't. We didn't train.
And the whole camp was a general training unit,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it was somewhere in the regulars, they used to be the MPs, they used to be the guard duties. The MPs, nothing. So I can't remember doing the guard.
Picket duty, nothing like that?
No, not really. Maybe they put on sweet milk when they come, somewhere like that, if they did something wrong.
But there were no organised duties of that kind?
No, not really. Not guards or anything like that.
Because I think you said football was quite an important thing for you, wasn't it? Was that organised, I don't know, league or that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was limited. This and that competition, between the platoons. I can't remember much about that, to be honest. That kind of team, the Jordan side. The 12 Jordan side.
We talked before about weapons, and you mentioned the 303 which you fired on the Rangers. And I think you said you were quite a good shot, you got stars. Yes, I was just going to ask what are the weapons. During that 6 months initial training that you used?
And I think we need to train our revolver. And there were twice in my career I really thought I'd go, and that was then, and another time I went to Berlin. That was the time I really failed. Couple of shots, that was all.
You mentioned these stars that you got for firing the 303. Well, how did you get them? And when did they move you on to the Bren gun?
Well, you see, the 303 or the Bren gun, it just depends on the, you know, sometimes you get the range all here. You know, I'd eat there, and then I'd stop there, I'd get it. Sometimes you have the rifle, sometimes on the Bren, just depends.
And what sort of, what would that consist of, the training? Was it different, firing from different positions, different targets?
Well, no, this is like a rifle range. So, it was just like a target.
And that was the same with the Bren gun, was it?
The same with the Bren gun. Single shot.
Single shot.
Yeah. I don't think they fired them like that. I can't remember doing that. I think single shot was the thing.
What did you think of the Bren gun?
I thought it was good. 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 I thought it was good.
Were you trained to strip the weapons down at this point?
Yeah, I did work training like that. And that, I remember you said, like, a big box, you know, and you just put it down in, and you just close the lid, and you set it down in black, you know, and then you strip it down, or pull it back again, and just bend it, which we did, we felt. You do it, so you get the finish, we do it, pull it back or anything.
So you could do a blindfold, and literally.
Yeah.
So you had to actually get inside this, inside a box, a blackened out block box.
Yeah.
That must have been quite difficult.
It's very well, of course, you know, I think you got used to a good feeling which you put in that. Then you come in a little later on, and people knew that, and you had a surgery. You know, you had a lot of career on it.
So we've got the 303, the Bren gun. And I think you mentioned bayonet training before.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I didn't get so much of it in training early, so I wanted a bit of time. I don't know, not a lot. But a little bit.
And this would be dummies, yeah, charging at dummies? Charging.
So I got David Bowie in the shop, he wanted Richard to look at him, he got the David Bowie. Courses.
Who took you for this weapons training?
Like a sergeant or a corporal or something, like a regular. He took me. He's like number one. I never thought about where I was going to finish up the career. But I remember, I think there was one sergeant or a corporal he'd been out there at the beginning of the war, but he sat, something happened to him, he had to come back. And he was on about, I remember somebody seeing him out, finish up there, and I went away.
Korea?
Yeah, which I did.
Because we're talking about
1951,
yes. We so the Korean War would have started?
Yeah, I never thought about it.
So did you ever think then that you would end up there? Any other weapons training before we go any further that you can remember? We spoke about the 303, the Bren gun, bayonet and revolver, I think.
Get away your hand with it. You said you went through your hand with it, right? I mean, that was a bit training.
What was that, the normal standard mills?
Yeah, you know, you used to pull it and throw it and come down to it, then, you know, and it's going to look like, but I don't think there's much of that. I just thought times when we did it, 6 weeks. So it was really a lot of training.
So it was very much an introduction?
Yeah. And it's more than a battalion.
Because, of course, I don't suppose many people would have fired a weapon.
I think I once followed in a Friday at 2-2. And I didn't go in at home. And I was about the only time I
And you obviously enjoyed it.
I did, I say that there in the village. You know, it was good. Especially if it was fine. You know, it was good.
I suppose it was quite different from square bashing and the...
I really did a little bit of that, I'll be honest. And I was glad when I got that over.
Were you issued with any other equipment during this 6 weeks? Apart from what you were given, obviously, at the beginning. Was there any other training in tactics? That kind
of... No, not really. Most of it was just weapon training and square bashing, really. Things like that. Just getting in there. All that coming, you know, on the ground at the time.
So there's no field training?
No, not that I remember.
Trench warfare, urban warfare, that kind?
No, that's happened at the time, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely
what Were you involved in any exercises?
I think there was once we did it at the end of the say who was the best company, like tree company, that was all.
Can you remember what you had to do there?
It was stupid advance or something, I think we did retreat the first time it was. No, it was all wasn't very much. I don't know how it went on, to be honest.
Did you take part in any training with other units?
No, not at that moment.
Not at that particular time?
No. Yeah.
So, towards the end of your first 6 weeks, were there any exams, any testing of your ability in the various things that you'd been learning?
Yeah, I remember a test of some, you know, the old lamp flashlights, put the buttons in, it was screwed down, let it put it together. Right, you know, I think we must have thought we were moving or something, you know, you could do it, the old pump, you know, things like that. To see if you qualify for it, you know, when you're trying to do it, you realize. I remember the day in that one, I couldn't help it. You know, being brought a lot of pushback in it. So it was simple. You know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't invent that.
Was there any testing in your weapon? Did you have to come up to a certain standard?
Oh, yeah, like that, when they like the personal grid. You drill it like that. After the 6 weeks.
What did that consist of?
Drill, an arms drill, you know, present arms and all that. It was a bit slow, I learned a day when I went to the battalion now. No, it was quicker when I went to the battalion now, you know, up on 23, you know, all that. But I forget now what we were doing, you know, the personnel.
But there were no set exams, no set procedures for example, weapon training, shooting the 3 or firing the 3-0-3.
No,
you weren't tested to a certain standard before you finished that?
Well, you go up there high, where, you know, you passed, like these stars or something, and you peer under the couple of bombs or something like that.
Was there much classroom work? Can you remember spending much time in the classroom? And you mentioned this, the pass out parade. Was that right at the end of this 6 weeks?
Yeah, before we could move on. Yeah, I think it was about the day before, I think it was. Yeah, everybody, you know, all the training companies did their pass out
Were family invited to that?
Yeah, I couldn't get my mother 5 years, you see. There's only one there that I mentioned. They're from College, Ohio. His dad did come down to see her. He was down in London or something, he'd come out and go. And he was from Tottenham. That was the only one that was ever there. From
and you say this Passover parade happened the day before you...
Yeah, come and leave.
You went on leave, yeah. I'll come to that in a minute. When did you find out which unit you would be going to?
I think it was about the last week we did our training. We were in this room, that room in the 2 weeks battalion. Most of us were going to the Downs. The DI and the leader, I was one of those men. The lads, I met him and Lee Spence and Ken Johnson, who were with me at the KCI, there was a few of them there. You know, career, you know, it was mentioned, you know, that's where we went to the battalion. But we saw a career, and we never bombed. Then we took him down to Berlin, I was over there.
Did they tell you there and then you were going to Berlin?
Yeah. When we went back, I feel we went away from there, you know, to have a few of the journey.
Right, well, we'll come to that in very shortly. Looking back overall at that first 6 weeks, did you feel that it had equipped you well for what came later?
Oh, it did, yeah. I mean, the drill and that, it wasn't great out, but it did.
So you thought that the training was good, did you?
Yeah, it made me so good. It was hard, you know. It wasn't just.
Did you notice a change in yourself and your friends from the beginning,
yeah,
6 weeks before to the end?
Yeah, we helped each other. It's one thing I liked about the 12 days in the structure, I really like. We helped each other. Most, you know, we didn't see the beat. That was one good thing about it. I mean, the comradeship, you know, it was amazing.
Comradeship and teamwork.
Yeah, it was good. We had it. But you know, I didn't think there was any sort of illness, you know. Everybody looked in there. Somebody else would be doing it, and they'd be able to do it, help you. So, we all right there, yeah.
So you'd have noticed quite a difference towards the end of that 6 weeks,
yeah,
than...
Yeah, definitely. One job would be there. I didn't even make a man there, you know.
What did you think of your NCOs while you were there? Can you remember anything about them? What did you think at the time?
I'll tell you that after the 6 weeks and you passed out in there. It seemed to change. I could stop and talk to you. You know, I thought I couldn't battle here. I went back and saw you again. I mean, they knew then, they'd done the job. And this job they did, they did it. They were hard. Good. It was the job.
Can you remember any individuals in particular?
There was one guy, I think it was Diamond, I think it was his sergeant, I think. He wasn't very good, but at the end of the 6 weeks, you know, he was different out of there. He was so many different men. You know, he just had just done his job. He had to get me out in the end. He got me out here.
Did you have a corporal in charge of your particular unit?
Yeah, everybody had a corporal and a man's corporal.
And I think we mentioned before, these were regulars.
Yeah, they were soldiers.
Do you remember who yours were?
Oh, I forget the names of them. No, I couldn't tell you. There's only that one, Jack and Diamond or somebody called. Remember him? I mean, anybody remember him, I've been there a long time.
And PE instructors?
Well, I remember them, but I couldn't tell you anybody. You know, he did their jobs, you know, they forced you over the wall, or forced you over the wall, or something like that.
So they were quite harsh in that first 6 weeks.
Well, they thought about it, they did it all, but that's it, they haven't done it.
Obviously, looking back, you probably have a different attitude to what you did at the time.
Yeah. That's just a good job.
So we'll get to the end of this first 6 weeks, and you mention the passing out parade.
Yeah.
And then you have some leave.
Yeah. Fortnight's leave. It was 2 weeks leave.
And you, where did you go for that?
I come back up home. And I come back up here. And I think it was a fortnight.
And what did you do when you got back home?
I put my cities on. Because we'd sent them home, you know, see. So I had cities on. I did put my uniform on, I had 10 or 2 but. And it was all the city side. Then I see a football. I played for the factory team. And I said, well, I played what I did. Not 2 or 3 years then, I was there.
And what did people think of you coming home now that you were a soldier?
I think you know, for could see a few of them, I was there. When my dad took us for a drink, which he never did before then, because I didn't know what to do it.
Did you come back with, did you get your Durham Light Infantry badges? So they were given to you before you came back?
Yeah, I think we were, yeah, but DLI on the DLI badge and DLI on the
upper. On the upper lets? And what did you think about going into the Durham Light Infantry?
Well, like I told you before, I put it down for anything but the Durham Light Infantry.
Yes, you mentioned that.
That was the county regiment, and I thought it would be proud, really, you know, I was one of it, which I've always done since then. And I thought, good, I thought, when I was going there, I'd go in.
And your father, what did he think about that?
He thought it was good, because Nick and Joe used to be in it, and he was killed in the First World War. And he was in the war, so.
Yes, I think you mentioned him before. Can you remember which battalion he was in?
I think it was battalion. It's on the cenotaph down the bottom of the village. He's a little place. I'm not sure which one do I. I'm not sure. So it's how you find.
So you were following in his footsteps?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I would never sign him down. You know, if I hadn't been a massive soldier, I would never.
You don't think you would have joined?
I don't think I would ever join. I never thought about it before I was called. I never thought. I wouldn't have missed it in a year.
And at the end of this 2 weeks later, had they told you where you had to go, where you had to report?
Yeah, I went back to Borden.
You went back to Borden, did
yeah.
you? Yeah. On the train again?
Yeah.
So you hadn't gotten used to the underground? You would know what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not speaking well on the bus to get the board and get it. So to the trip from the side of the region, we were only there a couple of years, then.
When you got back to Borden, were you in the same barrack room?
No, the train battalions was down at down on the Borden. And the barracks were here, we were in there.
And what was that a separate area?
Yeah, it was a separate area for the training.
And who was in there?
Regulars and some of the other ones, of course, ready to go abroad. You know, the there's some excellent quality cars that you're going to get in. I think there was, I'm not sure if some of them went out of the way or something. Some went in the way, I think. There was a retired nurse in there. I don't know which one it was. Because we had volunteers come from them to the dorms and learn about career. I don't know which retired nurse.
So how were you received when the second time you arrived at Borden?
All right. I mean, we've been in the army by 6 weeks, 2 weeks, we were sort of in there doing clubs, showing, you know, different things in there. I think we were only there, I remember a couple of days I was there, before we went away.
And which particular unit were you in?
Down there. I was in the dorms. I mean, the lads that was going up in the town, so we